Governor Patrick said the Massachusetts Green High Performance Computing Center holds great scientific and economic promise, and he praised the partnership of government, academia, and business that built the $165 million center.
You have a lot to be proud of, all of you. All of you who have come together to make this project happen. Now, the question is, what are you going to do with it?
Scientists predict the center will be able to do remarkable things because of its capacity to store huge amounts of data, perform fast, complex computations, and transmit information over a large broadband network. Government officials say it'll help spread the state's renowned innovation economy to western Massachusetts. The center has nearly an acre of space to house up to 20,000 computers, each 3 to 4 times more powerful than a typical home PC. John Goodhue, the executive director of the center, said the computers will be used for university research in such areas as developing new medicines, improving weather forecasting, and the invention of new materials.
So it's really a vast array of different kinds of research. And then we'll also be doing research into how we can use computers better to support the research. So it's in that way kind of a living laboratory.
Data centers are notorious energy hogs. The one in Holyoke uses enough megawatts to light up 3 medium-sized New England towns. But 70% of its electricity comes from renewable sources, most of that hydropower. Also, Goodhue says there's a sophisticated system of water loops that will be used to cool the computers to reduce energy use.
It used to be that for every watt of computing, you needed a watt or even more of cooling energy. And we've taken that way, way down. So now it's maybe only 0.3 watt. So a huge improvement on that side.
The computing center was built by a partnership of 5 universities, Harvard, MIT, Northeastern, Boston University, and the University of Massachusetts, high-tech companies EMC and Cisco Systems, and the state. UMass President Robert Corrett said it's the unique cooperation that makes the center the first of its kind in the country.
No single institution probably could have done this by itself. It's a very expensive project. It's a very complex project. But together, we were able to bring it to life.
Holyoke, an impoverished old mill city, was chosen as the location for the center because of the availability of inexpensive hydropower and a nearby fiber optic network. Mayor Alex Morse believes the computing center will be a catalyst for economic development in the city's distressed downtown.
Unlike any other project, this has really been able to change the perception of the city of Holyoke. And our goal and objective to make sure we begin to tell a new story about the city of Holyoke, just when people thought that Holyoke would never sort of turn around and become a better place.
The computing center itself will have relatively few employees, as most of the computing work will be done remotely. The 3-year construction produced about 400 jobs, according to state officials. Reporting from Holyoke, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.